This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United Nations and other international aid organizations on Sunday decried the devastating toll of 6 months of war in Gaza, warning that the Palestinian territory had become beyond catastrophic. World Health Organization Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus made a new condemnation of the barbaric act of violence that unleashed the war and demanded the release of remaining hostages. Of Gaza's 36 main hospitals, only 10 remain partially functional, according to the WHO. Israel's prime minister says there'll be no ceasefire in Gaza at the six-month mark of Hamas's deadly October 7th attacks. VOA's Arash Aravasadi has more.
The U.S.-designated terror group Hamas and its allies stormed into Israel, killing some 1,200 people and taking hostage more than 250. Israel then declared war on the group, launching air and ground assaults into Gaza, promising to eradicate Hamas. Since then, the Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry says Israeli strikes killed more than 33,000 Palestinians. Israel's widespread aerial attacks have leveled much of the civilian infrastructure in Gaza, creating a humanitarian crisis. Israel has rejected accusations of war crimes. Arash Aravasadi, VOA News.
Jordan has dispatched Sunday what it says is the largest humanitarian aid convoy to the Gaza Strip. A charity said the convoy consisted of 105 trucks of food supplies, including rice and flour. It said the food supplies will be delivered with the help of international bodies and humanitarian organizations before the start of Easter.